Trending Japanese Words
海外で流行っている日本語
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast, delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host, Chieko, based in Seattle, Washington.
そして、千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
So today we're talking about the Japanese words that have become popular in conversations, in philosophy, in practice, in the United States and abroad. Because there's a handful, you know, going back to, I think, the 80s, I remember when the word kaizen started to become popular here in the United States.
Hi.
And I think that had to do with like Toyota and manufacturing and that sort of thing.
ねえ、あの、日本人からするとさ、びっくりだと思うし、あの、知っている人は知ってるかもしれないけど、へえ、こんな言葉海外で流行ってるんだ、みたいなのを聞くのって結構面白いんじゃないかなと思うんだけど、改善って80s の時から、聞けたんだ。
It's been around for a while.
Oh, okay.
I think I first heard about it in the 90s because I was an adult then.
Yeah.
80年代はまだ子供だから I didn't hear it. But I think it became popular as a result of the manufacturing practices brought to the United States, particularly with like the automobile industry. And I feel like for some reason, it's Toyota that gets the biggest credit for bringing that word.
Yes, I do agree because I think it was Toyota that kind of did say that at the very beginning. Mm. Like, I don't know. I've never really looked it up, so I'm not sure. But it kind of feels that way. And it might even be a word that was re-imported, the Yunokana. Because I was also a child in the 80s. And so I came back in the late 80s. And so I was in Japan in the 90s where I grew up and became an adult. だから、やっこも、もうちょっと後だったんだよね、聞いたのが。もっと90s ではやっこ聞いてないもんね。多分2000年以降だと思うから。だけど、改善ってもう英語になってるんですよ、みたいなのを聞いたことがあって。Oh, so なんだって思ったことはあったんだけど It's just so Japanese to us. We don't really realize that it's the word can be understood. So amazing って感じがするけど、日本らしい言葉だよね。
There's two contexts in which I hear it. One is in business, and the other is in personal development.
Oh, so maybe the latter はもうちょっと後かもしれないね。Because ビジネスでは聞くもんね。で、It's funny because when we write it, we have a Chinese character for kaizen, but we use it in katakana.
え、なんで？
そう、なんでって思うでしょ
That's interesting.
Yeah. I see it a lot in business in the katakana form, which I think is also why I kind of feel that it was imported back into Japan.
I wonder if it has a different meaning or a different sort of flavor than the original word.
Maybe, because kaizen is like really, in the original meaning, it's like, it's so, なんて言うんだろうね、もうそれだけ、ただ改善する、to make it better, だけの意味だと思うけど、like in the business world, it's a little bit more than that, and maybe the katakana kaizen is...We're representing that, where it's more in the business and the concept and the all that, みたいな感じの意味合いが含むと、カタカナ改善になってくるっていうか、かもしれないね。
Okay, so this is how I think about it, is 改善、何かをこう改善するっていうのは、like you're making changes, right? Like you're making an improvement, you're remodeling a home, whatever that is. but the word kaizen in English, it means constant and never ending improvement. So it's not like you're just changing them something once. Like, you're always improving, and that's the idea. So I'm wondering, is there a difference between those two ways of using this word? Like, one is singular, and one is this idea of, like, never-ending improvement.
なるほどね。あ、いいとこついてるかもしれない。だって、そのオリジナルの改善は確かに1回でも改善って感じだし、はい改善しました、
はいはい、
はい改善しました、よくやりました、頑張りました、みたいな感じで終われるようなものだけど、うん、確かにそのビジネスって訳が聞くカタカナ改善はもう It's a constant, like let's think about this always って感じがするし、
うんうん、
もう periodically なのか何なのか、ちゃんとこうどんどんどんどん良くしていくにはどうしたらいいか、
mm-hmm.
みんなで一緒に考えましょう、mm-hmm. みたいな、そんな感じだもんね、
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like sometimes imported words can morph the meaning a little bit 、
yeah.
and ちょっと変わっていくっていう、
ね、
yeah.
It gets a little bit fancier, I think.
I agree. Like another one that I want to ask you about, because I feel like the meaning is slightly different, is ikigai. Ikigai has become a really popular word due to some books and other topics that have come out. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes I'm like, do I understand the word well enough? Mm. Or it seems slightly different.
Okay, I'm curious to know, how do you feel it's different? Like, from what you feel.
Okay. So I guess in my mind, the word ikigai has to do with like life force.
Oh.
But the way that I often hear it utilized in English is more life purpose.
Oh.
So I'm なんかちょっとだけ違うなって言うんだけど、I'm curious what your definition of ikigai is and how you interpret that word.
I have so many questions. まあ、多分まずね、生きがいっていう言葉は日本人でも多分 it's really hard to grasp. It's really hard to put into words and explain with words. And the direct translation, I think, would be purpose of life. And I think we hear it in that way too in Japan, I think. And...ちーちゃんが今言った life force ってどういう感じ？逆に。
Oh, these are such hard words to define.
I
think about like life force meaning like, you know, where you might have energy about things. And could it be related to purpose? Sure. But the word life purpose here in the United States often refers to like your career, your job. Like it tends to tie to our profession.I mean, occasionally you might hear something like, oh, my life purpose is being a mother, or my life purpose is, you know, serving God, or, you know, different more spiritual ways in that fashion. But in a lot of places, it's tied to what you do as your work.
I see.
And ikigai doesn't sound like this is my life purpose is to, you know, invent new things. I guess that's where I see a little bit more of a difference, where ikigai feels a little bit more comprehensive, a little bit more deep.
ああ、でもそれで言ったら、ちーちゃんの言う通りだと思う。It's purpose, life purpose in Japan can also mean, なんて言うんだろう、work-related things. Like, ikigai can mean work-related things. Toku ni if you're young or mid, like 40s and 50s, when you're really working and you have this life work that you're really, or life work じゃなくても、まあお仕事ですごい頑張ってて、これ私の生きがいなんですっていう人も全然いると思うし、だけど、I do think and believe that.What you just said, where it's a more comprehensive concept, where it's not just work, it's not just tangible things, みたいな、もうちょっとこう、体の中から湧いてくるエナジー、 これが生きがいですみたいな、もっとなんかね、あのフォースの感じするかもしれないね。でそういう意味では確かになんかちょっと違うかもみたいなところがあって、 like if you ask people in Japan what is ikigai, like the おじいちゃんおばあちゃん I think would say like なんつだろう、こう孫に会えるとか、孫が生きがいですとか、あの、なんていうんだ、老人っていうと失礼かな、こうそういう同じような年の方たちが集まってお話おしゃべりしてるのが生きがいですとか、なんかそういうことを言ったりするかもしれないけど、こう40代50代はお仕事が生きがいですっていう人も多いだろうし、20代ぐらいだと今生きがいを探してますみたいな感じの、ね、What's my passion って感じで、こうそういうふうに考える方もいるから、 It's really, if you ask 10 people, it's probably 10 different answers, right?Yeah.
It's, I guess if I were to really pull it apart, I might define the difference as life purpose, meaning like what are you here to do versus what makes you feel alive.
でもそれが一番なんかぴったりきたかも。What makes you feel alive? これはすごく生きがいってか、なんかすごい、なんか感覚的に気持ち的にぴったりな感じするね。
It's like that's why it's like that's why I say kind of like life force. It's like what brings you like yes, like I'm here and I'm here for this. And
はいはい確かに。
それがなんか I guess how I envision the word 生きがい。
Yeah, that's I think very さすがなんて言うんだろう、バイカルチャーちいちゃんだよね。バイカルチャーな。方だからこうそう思うし、やっこもそれはすごく、I agree that it's more about the force and more about the energy, more about what makes me feel alive is what I feel when I hear the word ikigai, when I use the word ikigai って感じがするね。I know.
So at least you and I are
But the thing is, I know that the book Ikigai was really popular. Ikigai っていう本があったんだよね。
There was a book, published by a couple of authors in the United States that was really focused on longevity.
Oh, okay.
That was the real focus of, I feel like, the book called Ikigai.
So, まだね、訳読んでない。Ikigai っていう本が出たっていうのは知ってたんだけど、まだ読んでなくて、ちょっと読んでみたいなと思うんだけどね。
But that's a word, it's a complicated word. You know, there's different ways to interpret that. There's different ways to... I guess use that in your life in a way that's going to enhance your life.
でも、そう、やこ聞きたいのは、でもこれ、この言葉って会話で出てくるの？生きがいって。
会話では出てこないけど、I think it's more just as a concept. Like people will be like, oh, there's this Japanese concept called ikigai. And it means life purpose. And in this particular book, they talk about longevity and the super centennials, like Okinawa no sugoi, mo hyaku nan sai made ikiteru hito, like how ikigai was a big part of what, you know, what they attributed to their longevity.
I see. なるほどね。まあ確かに、まあ日本に住んでても、例えば東京に住んでる人はもう知りたいよね。沖縄の方がなんでそこまで長生きできるんだろうって、その海外の感覚と同じかもしれないけど、はい、I see.
Yeah. So one of my favorites, I think in terms of Japanese words that are imported in the United States is wabi sabi.
Oh, that's a
it's my favorite.
I do love wabi sabi, the concept of the word itself and everything, but it's just so hard to
it is
explain
to It is, but I feel like the interpretation of the word wabi-sabi is actually quite simple in the United States.
Okay.
Most of the time, the focus is beauty and imperfection.
Oh.
And, you know, I do think that wabi-sabi is about that, but I also feel like it's so much more. And so, ちょっと oversimplification じゃないかなとは思うね。
なるほどね。 でも、 すごくコアな部分はついてるよね。やっぱそのビューティー、ただのビューティーじゃなくて、ビューティーものの中の、中のっていうか、インパーフェクションはすごく大事だと思う。そのわびさびの中で。こう、不完全さっていうか、こう、パーフェクトじゃないけど、なんか美しい、これ、それこそが美しいみたいな。そこは確かにあるし、だけどそれだけじゃないね。確実に。
Yes.
Yeah.
The part that I don't hear about, which I think is also really wabi-sabi, is the impermanence. Like things are never permanent, right? Everything is transient. Everything right? Everything comes and goes. This idea like you can't hold on to something forever. Like that's not even a thing.
Yes.
Kind of feeling of wabi-sabi.
Yes.
And also like this, I'm not quite sure what it is. It's like this tender sort of sadness that I feel like wabi-sabi also has this emotion attached to it.
Yes.
Like, I feel like that's not something that we talk about when we talk about wabi-sabi here.
Oh, really? Because I think, yeah, like that's super spot on, I think, about その changing, その移り変わりっていうのが永遠に移り変わってきて、こう、こう変わらないっていうことは絶対にないっていう考え方はやっこもわびさびの中に入ってると思うし、What I associate, the image I associate with the word wabi-sabi, for one, is cherry blossoms. この桜で、すっごい、like, I think a lot of people know around the world that cherry blossom only bloom for a very short period of time.And こうスパッと咲いてパッと消えていくみたいなこの感じがすごいわびさびだなってヤコはいつも思うんだけどその移り変わりだよねまず一つはもう桜はずっと咲いてくれてないっていう感じ必ずね、
yes.
変わっていっちゃうし And it kind of gets ugly actually because when the
Yes.
the pink and the green kind of...
when it turns brown.
Yeah, and then it turns brown. So, like, it's always changing. And that is also a beauty that we feel. And you can express it with the word wabi-sabi, I think. And also the sadness is also, like, in the cherry blossom. When the petals go away, they like fly away って感じじゃない強い風が吹いて、で下に落ちちゃってみたいなこの切ないっていう感じがその何とも言えない寂しさ、だけど、別になんて言うんだろう嫌な気持ちでもないんだよね like you try to embrace this like ちょっと sad な感じっていうのもわびさびに入ってるから、ちーちゃんが今言った感じはすごく含まれてると思うね。このわびさびっていう言葉にね。
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, and is it like bittersweet? Is that the feeling?
Yeah. そう。
Is that bittersweetness, I think, with beautiful things that are temporary, with...You know, things that are passing. Everything is a little bit kind of like this bittersweetness.
So,
like everything is beautiful and temporary. It's the feeling of like, there's always like this touch of sadness because you know it's going
Wait,
away.
So. だよね。Touch of sadness. そういう感じ。なんかちょっとね。でも bittersweet ってっていう英語の言葉は切ない感はあるよね。その切ないも一つ日本語で 訳すのに難しい言葉の一つだと思ってるんだけど、
はい、ね、はい、
だけどビタースイート、その感じだよね、確かにね。
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And I think you were the one who told me, I think it was your husband who was saying that wabi sabi also has an extended phrase of wabi sabi karumi.
Ah, Yang が言ってたそれ。
Well, you told me that that's what he said.
Oh, really? ちょっと忘れてる忘れているけど、そう、わびさびってわびさびだけじゃないんだよね。Like I, で、it comes from the お茶の文化だよね。が、多分そこから来てるとは思うんだけど、ちょっと待って、調べさせてね。Even in Japan, I think we only hear the word わびさび and it stops there a lot.、I don't know how official that is. Oh, so there may be a song that one of the 俳句みたいな昔の人が書いた歌の中でわびさびで、それと一緒にカルミっていうことを言った松尾芭蕉っていう、 he's a really famous poet back in like、really really old, but he also said カルミ is what I see when I look it up. And I have not explored this area yet, so I don't know, but for sure. But karumi is also something very important, I think, here.
Yeah.
With that concept where don't take everything too seriously. You need that little lightness in life. っていうのは確かにこう感じるところ、日本にいると感じるところでもあるから、それを言ってたのかもしれない。I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I really, always really liked it because it feels like it balances out some of the heavy,、some of the heavy stuff around the word wabi sabi.
やっぱヤコも大好きな言葉だね、これはね。Like,、it's hard to explain. It's hard to grasp. And you kind of see it in these small places in everyday life, I think. So...、ね、感じるとちょっと幸せになる言葉かなと思いますね。
Yes. Yes. So one last word、that has really become popular in very recent years is 森林浴。And that's, you know, I've seen many articles about it, people talking about it. And here it's translated because I think 森林浴 is really hard for people to remember and say. So we call it forest bathing, but it definitely comes from the Japanese word 森林浴.
なるほどね。直訳だよね、それね。Forest bathing. 森林 is the forest part. 浴 is the bathing part. And I think...We have so many words that have なんとか浴. It's like, we have 海水浴. We have 日光浴. It's like sunbathing. 海水浴 is sea ocean bathing. Like dipping yourself into the sea.
I mean, we have the word sunbathing.
Okay.
That's a word that exists in English, right? Like, oh, she loves sunbathing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. じゃああるね。
But forest, yeah, forest bathing is...A new word. I think a new phrase that has become popular and because of the Japanese word 森林浴. And so they talk about, you know, the benefits of forest bathing.
はいはいはい。
いつもこの日本のコンセプトっていう感じで出てくる言葉。
ああ、本当。でも嬉しいね。なんかね、森林浴はヤコも大好き、もともと大好きだし、で日本でもね、そんな昔からあった言葉っていう感じはしないんだよね。Like わびさびとか、その生きがいみたいに昔からある言葉っていう感じはしなくて、From what I understand, it was the forestry industry that kind of came up with the word to protect the forest in Japan, to kind of promote how beneficial and how good and how healthy and how soothing it is to have good forest and how hard it is to maintain a forest. だけど、それからやっぱり日本でもいつからか流行るようになって、やっぱその良さっていうのはすごく日本でも yeah, we hear it a lot here, I think. Shinrin-yoku. But it's funny. It's hard to say. だね、確かに。Shinrin-yoku って多分ね。
Uh-huh. Hi. And I just wonder too if it's just a representation of how indoors and sort of tech-based our world has become, that we forget that the forest is out there and we need to remember that we have to exist in nature for us to, you know, survive and be healthy and feel grounded and breathe fresh air and stuff.
Yes, because I think the Japanese like this concept because it connects us, reconnects us to nature, and it reminds us how important nature is in this world of technology. って感じは確かに日本人にとってはもう飛びつくようなコンセプトだと思うからね。
はい。はい。Yeah, I think it's just our modern day society. It's like we need to embody more words like this.
でも嬉しいね。なんか世界でそのフォレストベイディングっていう形で流行ってるって聞くとね。
I love it. I love it.Okay, well, let's wrap up our trending Japanese words to move to our pop quiz for this episode.
はい。クイズコーナーにそれでは参りましょう。
Okay, so, Yakko-chan, I have an English word for you today.
はい。
It's a little bit slangy.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
はい、お願いします。
What does it mean when we say bougie?
Bougie?ブージーは聞いたことないね。なんかムージーに聞こえるし、なんだろう、ドゥージーにも。え、ブージー？ How do you spell it?
ブージー。So it's B-O-U.
B-O-U.
Yep, J-E-E is mostly how I see this word.
J-E-E. へぇ。Is it like two words stuck together in some way? No?
I don't know where the origin of this word is.
え、なんか、英語でスペルするとなんかバンジーとかなってくるんだけど、全然関係ないような気がするし。I don't know. I have no idea. Do you have like an example?
Wow, that bag is really bougie.
Oh. え、すごいイケてるみたいな感じ。
Yes, kind of. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So it means it's luxury. So it's a, so like if you're really bougie, it means you like really luxury items.
なるほど。
So ちょっとこういう高めのもの, if you have luxury things, you might be like, oh yeah, don't hate me because I'm bougie. Right? I think it's a French, it's based off a French word, but it is a slang word in the United States.
へえ、聞いたことないけど使えそうだね。なんかあの。そうか、luxurious ね。なんか贅沢品的な、贅沢な、
yes.
感じね。
It's like the fine lifestyle, like high luxury is what we would consider to be bougie.
あ、なるほどね。だってね、日本でもブルジョワって言うんだよね。And it comes from the
okay, that might be the French
word, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we say, あの人はブルジョワな生活してるから、こんな、カバンは欲しくないよねみたいな感じで言うかもしれない。
Oh, yes. Okay, so that might be the translation.
Oh,、then. Okay, now I will remember, 多分ね。忘れないで使える気がします。But thank、Yay. You! I learned something new today! って感じでした。
Yay!
はい。それでは日本語の方に行きたいと思いますが、日本語もスラングです。
Ooh, okay.
行きます。
はい。
あざーすって言ったらどういう意味でしょう。あざーす。あざーす。
I feel like it's short for something.
Yes. It's the shortest version of a word or a phrase that we use so very often. But it's mainly used among probably young male. あざーす。
I feel like any shortened version where it's like, os,
とか、そうそうそう、
なんか、す、はい、like, it's like, that's always like a young dude thing.
Yeah, young dude thing.
あざーす、あざーすってなんだろう。
But I think the za kind of throws you off, but a and su are the beginning letters and ending letters for the longer version. And it's like...
Well, I think about arigatou gozaimasu.
Ping-pong, ping-pong de gozaimasu! Ping-pong, ping-pong de. It's arigatou gozaimasu. No, a to su ni... Naka,
and the za.
Za. Well, za, gozaimasu no za da to omuんだけど. The first time I heard it, it was my brother was using it. It's like, azas, like, nani sore? って聞いたら, え、知らないの? みたいな感じだったんだけど。So, we use arigatou gozaimasu. The short version that is actually, なんつうんだろう、ちゃんと使うものとしてありがとうだと思うんだけど、there's even a shorter version でした。
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I feel like those long 挨拶 words tend to get really short withyoung people.
ですね。その通りでございます。はい。
And become slang.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to have to use that next time I'm in Japan. I'll be like, azahas.
Hi.
As like a middle-aged woman. Yeah. People will be like, what?
Yeah. そこが面白いかもしれません。
Oh, that's funny. Well, we thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Lost in Japanglish podcast, exploring some of the Japanese words that have become trendy recently and are utilized abroad. If you have thoughts about or have heard other words, Japanese words in your encounters around the world, we'd love to hear them and explore those too. So...hit us up. We're on Instagram at Lost in Japanglish.
はい。今日は面白い会話でしたね。こう日本人にとってはすごく大切な言葉でもあると思うんだけど、それが海外で流行ってると聞くと、なおのこと、まあ説明しづらい言葉だけど、ね、説明できるようになるといいし、自分にとっての生きがいやわびさびなどなどいろいろ意味合い違ってくると思うので、そういった内容をシェアしていただくのも、あるいは他にこれ聞いたことあるよっていう単語があったら教えていただきたいなと思います。ロスジャパンのインスタがアットマークロストインジャパングリッシュですので、探してみて、そしてコメントいただけると嬉しいです。それでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。
バイバイ。